Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld faced angry questions this afternoon from the Senate Armed Services Committee. He was contrite in his initial statement and apologized for the abuse of Iraqi prisoners by U.S. soldiers. But Rumsfeld also had his combative moments, and when he left the Senate for another additional hearing in the House, senators from both parties said they intend to keep pushing for answers and action. NPR's David Wellnow reports from the Capitol.
Republicans as well as Democrats on the Senate Armed Services panel had made it well known they were angry Defense Secretary Rumsfeld told them nothing about the scandalous photos from Abu Ghraib before their broadcast last week. Today, Rumsfeld bowed to their criticism.
I failed to recognize how important it was to elevate a matter of such gravity to the highest levels, including the president and the members of Congress.
After nearly 3 hours of tough questions about what Rumsfeld knew about the prisoner abuse, when he knew it, and what he'd done about it, Senate Republican leader Bill Frist told reporters Rumsfeld had done a good job.
I respect and commend the secretary for stepping up and taking the appropriate responsibility. This is a first step. As we all know, there's a lot more information that will be addressed over the coming weeks.
Some of that information is likely to be what was not yet seen from Abu Ghraib. Republican senators said there were many more photos and shocking videos and possibly audio that have not yet become public. Rumsfeld warned they will not make for what he called a pretty picture.
If these are released to the public, obviously, it's going to make matters worse. That's just a fact. I mean, I looked at them last night, and they're hard to believe. So be on notice.
At a campaign stop today in Lancaster, Wisconsin, President Bush once more repudiated the photos of prisoner abuse that have already come out.
I'm just disgusted at those pictures you've seen on TV, as you are. This isn't the America we know. Let me tell you something. Those few people have stained the honor of this country. They've helped paint a picture of the country that doesn't exist.
The fallout from those photos has prompted demands by congressional Democrats that Rumsfeld resign. He said today he'd only do so if he were no longer effective. New York Democrat Hillary Clinton said after the hearing that it was a good answer.
The answers to the questions leave a lot more questions still to be pursued. And the forthright statement of the Secretary of Defense that his effectiveness going forward is at issue now is one that I agree with.
And during the hearing, Indiana Democrat Evan Bayh raised another scenario for a Rumsfeld departure.
Even though you weren't personally involved in the underlying acts here, would it serve to demonstrate how seriously we take this situation and therefore help to undo some of the damage to our reputation if you were to step down?
That's possible.
John Warner, the Republican chair of the Armed Services Committee, said Rumsfeld had measured up to his predecessors, and he demurred on the question of whether the defense secretary is still effective.
That's a question that's subjective, and the secretary, in consultation with the president, if that comes about, should answer. And I indicated this morning very clearly, I intend to support my president in his decisions.
Senators on the panel were clearly divided over whether what happened at Abu Ghraib was an aberration or the product of a system that condones such actions to obtain information. Majority Leader Frist said the American people don't see a systematic problem.
They understand that we're talking about a few, a select few, and it does not in any way represent the tremendous work that's being done by over 130,000 men and women.
But another Republican, George's Saxby Chambliss, said there's a much wider problem than what's been acknowledged.
The abuse of prisoners is not merely a failure of an MP brigade. It's a failure of the chain of command, Mr. Secretary. And what I want to leave here today is knowing and taking comfort in the fact that, as Senator Graham said, we're not going to just prosecute somebody with one stripe on their sleeve or four stripes on their sleeve.
And the Armed Services panel top Democrat, Michigan's Carl Levin, said after the hearing that Rumsfeld showed no sign of seeing a wider problem.
His unwillingness to believe that these actions could have been encouraged troubles me and maybe troubles others, because he's got to judge ultimately whether or not these actions were encouraged, suggested, prompted by military intelligence.
Levin said there's strong evidence the abuse was the result of policies that encouraged it. David Wellnow, NPR News, the Capitol.
You can listen to Rumsfeld's Senate testimony at our website, npr.org.